Now, a radio show dedicated to the genius of the Declaration of Divine Right, constitutionally preserved by our forefathers. The right to protect yourself and your loved ones from force, aggression, crime, and the tyranny of an overbearing, power-hungry government class. The right to bear arms, guaranteed in the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, the greatest and most enduring blueprint for governance ever devised by man. This amendment enshrines the proposition that the right to keep and bear arms devolves upon us from God and not government. Now, the Second Amendment Radio Show with your hosts, Bill Robinson and Ralph Esposito.
And yes, indeedy, Ralph Esposito is conspicuous by his absence today as we plow into another Second Amendment Radio for you on the WYSL stations. Bob Savage here, along with Bill Robinson. Say hi, Bill.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bill. Okay. Second Amendment Radio brought to you in part by the fine folks at Tim Hortons. Your nearby Tim Hortons location has not just donuts, but the greatest coffee in Rochester. It is the official coffee of the Second Amendment Show, as well as, you know, sandwiches and breakfasts and the Frappuccino, the cold drinks and everything else that you like. So make sure you stop by and tell them that you heard about Tim Hortons on the WYSL stations and on Second Amendment Radio. Bill, what's going on?
Well, just give everyone an update. Today, Ken Cooper is going to be joining us talking about security in general, self-protection, and the new spray Repulse. We'll be covering that a bit. It's a different type of spray rather than pepper spray. Very effective for holding off somebody.
Yeah, self-defense.
Yeah, self-defense. So you
strictly
can't
defensive
it.
Use. Yeah, you don't want to go out indiscriminately spray this stuff. Is that his product, by the way?
Yeah, well, he's marketing it. Yeah, he's marketing it. So, and, of course, he's available to – he testifies in court about different shootings. He's a shooting specialist, that kind of a thing. So he's an interesting guy. So he'll be joining us shortly. That's Ken Spencer and Ken Cooper, rather. Ken Cooper. And then our case, our lawsuits, we're still on for March 20th. The Antioch case is first. It looks like Christian the second, Hardaway third. Paloma's going to be handling the Godzilla case. And then Spencer's added now. So we have five cases March 20th in Second Circuit District Court, Federal Court, New York City. So that's supposed to start off roughly 9 o'clock.
All right. So we are riding tall on the saddle here, folks, to protect your Second Amendment rights. And we need your financial contributions because these cases are very expensive to prosecute. Lawyers, as you've probably noticed, do not come cheap. And even ones who are committed to our cause. So we really need your support. And tell them how they can do that, Bill.
Well, if you haven't re-upped to Gun Owners of America New York, GOANYS.com, GOANYS.com, re-up with us. Send us a check if you can swing anything. You can swing $5, $10, $50, a couple hundred, whatever you can handle. We have contractors out there that should be joining us, too, in this fight. Gun owners that that are contractors, and we have gun clubs that we could use some contributions from too. We haven't got a lot of support from the gun clubs yet, so we haven't asked. Place, though, really.
So how do they contribute then specifically for the lawsuit?
Well, fire up GOANYS.com, the website.
Is there like a link there?
Yeah, you can just through a card, or you can get the mailing address if you want to send us a check. The mailing address is there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a P.O. Box 25532. P.O. Box 25532.
And you want to mark
Rochester,
on your check for litigation, right?
Yeah. Just make a note. Yes.
For the
legal funds. Our legal funds to help us with this operation here, because it's probably going to be between the two cases, we think we're going to be close to $1 million. It could be go that far for two cases. I mean, this is getting out of hand. And this is something that's 101 sandbox, folks. If we had, quote, legitimate courts these days, honesty and integrity, and many of them, we can't seem to be getting that out of New York state courts anyway. The bottom line is we shouldn't be going through all this. Our Second Amendment is there. It's in stone. You know, it's part of our U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and yet we have to fight to maintain our gun rights because we got these left-wing socialist Marxist Leninists irresponsible people, some many of them with a 47 IQ, so to speak, are calling the shots and want to disarm us, even though we have a legitimate right to carry, legitimate right to own guns. They're after us day and night. They're blaming us gun owners, legitimate gun owners, for the crime throughout the United States and especially here in New York State. And they will not deal with their own. The Democrat Party will not deal with their own in the inner cities, committing all these crimes. I mean, how many of – what do we got, 7 murders so far this year in Rochester, I think it is?
Is it more than that? Yeah, no, you know something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's close to that.
You know, an interesting thing has come up about that. The media has stopped counting the murders.
Yes, they've noticed that.
Have you noticed that? They're not saying how many – and that's obviously – I'm sure it's pressure from the communist who is the mayor of Rochester now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's a committed Marxist. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's into redistribution of income, guaranteed minimum incomes, and all this other bunk that all it's going to do is hobble people and put them further behind.
And he won't deal with the criminals, his own party, his own. He's got his own political agenda. Get rid of that new organization that they came up with, spent, what, $5 million into it, dump it, and put it back into the police force.
Well, fortunately, they took $750,000 from them, from the Police Accountability Board, and it's being, of course, it's being repurposed. Is it being returned to taxpayers or put back in the police department? Of course not.
No.
It's being used for homeless shelters.
Yeah.
For people to squat on Industrial Street up there and live in the equivalent of a Sears utility shed. And crap in the street.
Well, I talk to people all over the county, you name it, from Fairport, Penfield, Webster, the east side, some of them on the west side, and everywhere, everyone you talk to is scared to go into the city of Rochester. It's a war zone. It's a criminal haven. It's a hangout for the Democrat criminals. And the Democrat Party won't deal with it. The governor won't deal with it. Letitia James won't deal with it. The head of the New York State Police won't deal with it. Send 16, 18, 24 troopers in the city of Rochester and have them start patrolling and be handy there. Be ready, available for emergencies. We need another 100 police officers in the city of Rochester. We need 100 more cops, trained cops in the city of Rochester. But they won't deal with it. And it's making the whole city and somewhat the county less safe because the city won't deal with it.
The problem, of course, is that you have this relatively small portion of the population is committing the lion's share of the crime in Rochester, and the police can't arrest your way out of it because the police do arrest people and they are immediately released, and the laws are not enforced, and they're allowed to plead down to far lesser offenses. And the net result of all of that is that they are back on the street within hours recommitting crimes. And a lot of them are kids, the criminal code is much more lenient towards underage people.
And it's gun crimes. A lot of it's gun crimes, and they're dropping that. They're reducing the gun crime penalties. This is what's going on here, and this has got to stop. We got to get back. Start locking these people up and put them in jail where they belong. The streets of the city of Rochester, not just Rochester, it's all of the cities, are dangerous places to go through, just even to drive through. This is getting out of hand here. We got to get control of our cities again. And all run by Democrats and all going down the tubes because Democrats are running them. Their philosophies, their policies are failures. And this has got to be dealt with. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked too much, but if you can, give us a hand. Give us a check because we got these lawsuits going. We got to regain our rights back in the state of New York instead of us all walking around being potentially locked up, arrested on a Class E felony or Class A misdemeanor. I mean, this is outrageous what's going on here. The Ulster County Federation of Gun Clubs has been raising a lot of money for us. That whole group down the Hudson Valley area, they've been working very hard and raising a lot of money. If you haven't re-upped, join the re-up in that organization. Scope's been very active with us in this lawsuit, helping us financially here. The 1791 members out of the Buffalo, Erie County area have been helping us members. And, so re-up in these organizations. We're at the point of the spear. If you don't give us a hand now, we are on the edge of losing a lot of ground here. We cannot let the Democrat Party with a couple hundred of these Democrats that pass these laws and policies, we can't allow them to shut down our gun shops, our gun FFLs, our gun shows. We can't let them shut down our certified instructors throughout the state of New York, NRA instructors. We can't let that happen. And we certainly shouldn't be signing, basically, giving them private information when you buy a box of 22s. That's got to stop immediately. And that's part of a number of things are in the lawsuit, but that's a critical one.
Speaking of the FFLs, you sent me an email, and the Biden administration has got yet another mechanism by which they can pursue legally operated gun dealers, which is this no-tolerance, strict scrutiny standard. Even the most trivial transgressions.
Yeah, a minor mistake.
Record-keeping mistakes or whatever, they'll lift their FFL.
Yeah, they're going to pull their FFL, so now they're threatening. They have more threats. Your local gun dealers are under duress right now. You've got to get in there when you can. Get in there and buy something from these gun shops, these gun FFL dealers, because, I mean, they're hurting. They're way down, 85-90% down. They're down in rifle sales. They're down in ammunition sales because a lot of people won't sign for ammunition or give them their private information. And I understand that. It's a problem. So buy something else.
Perverse. The rules are meant to accelerate the death of legally operated gun dealers by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, they're choking them. They're choking them off. So we can't stand by and watch radical leftists, this governor, this anti-gun, anti-constitution governor we have, okay, Letitia James, that's supposed to represent us, protect us, our Second Amendment rights, that's part of the package. She's after us. Spending, night and day, we're trying to figure ways to bust us on some bogus voodoo criminal charges. We can't allow her to continue on this way, and the governor of the state of New York, and the head of the New York State Police. Zero tolerance. The head of the state police, state police says zero tolerance. He's going to have a zero tolerance with these laws. He's going to enforce them all.
They're not laws. They're penal decrees.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with law and order. It has nothing to do with a democratic republic. It has nothing to do with compliance with the Constitution. It has to do with pushing an agenda. The lefts throughout the world are sensing a pushback from people who have had enough of this crap. They've had enough of the open borders, enough of teaching pornography in kids' schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough of trying to suppress our rights and take away our constitutional guarantees. They've had enough of it. They're starting to push back. The left is getting panicky, and now they're trying to accelerate all this.
Oh, yeah. They know. I mean, when you got the FBI harassing parents, and threatening basically to arrest them. You got the DOJ in bed with the Democrat Party. The FBI is in bed with the Democrat Party. In fact, they're full-time protectorates of the Democrat Party. They're basically bulldogs for the Democrat Party to harass legitimate gun owners, patriot people in the patriot movement, Republicans, conservatives, and Christians. That's what they're doing, folks. They're targeting legitimate citizens of the United States and trying to make us all felons. Some kind of bust us on some kind of voodoo
all about
criminal charges.
Minimizing your rights and taking the administration of government, not just in this country, but throughout the world, to unaccountable bureaucrats. And they don't care anything about you. If you want to know what they think about you, look at what's happening in East Palestine, Ohio. There's Joe Biden, being the obstinate nitwit that he is just flatly refusing to go down there and see those people.
And then it's just
because people in his administration are telling him, Joe, you got to go down and you got to see the people at the train wreck. And he's, I'm not going to do that. They can contact me.
Well, even the guy at head of the agency there, Pete, this weird freak that's running that agency into the ground, same thing. He shows up. It's two weeks later, whatever it is. No comment out of him. I forgot even how long it's been. It's been a long time. Anyway, we got to move on. Our first guest should be Ken Cooper here shortly.
Almost a month, actually. All right. So brought to you in part by, here on the Second Amendment Show, The Nutcracker. When the hungries hit The Nutcracker, 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster, just about across from the movie theater up there. Start your day off with steak and eggs or omelets or frittatas or your favorite pancakes, griddle grates. Whatever, for breakfast, at lunchtime, they've got sandwich platters. You can build your own sandwich from the sandwich board with turkey, beef, baked ham, western egg, chicken salad, tuna sandwiches, classic clubs as well. And they have adult beverages, cold beer and wine as well. And then for dinner, all kinds of favorites from steaks to seafood to Italian, the homestyle favorites to stick to your ribs like roast turkey, roast pork, meatloaf, southern fried chicken, baby beef liver, and then great soups and salads as well. So that's the Nutcracker. Stop by there. Big supporters of the Second Amendment, big supporters of the Second Amendment show. And again, they're at 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster. Back with more here. Yes, Bill.
What's that's it. Yeah, let's we'll go to this short break, and yes, then we'll be back with Ken Cooper.
All right, Ken Cooper up next on Second Amendment Radio on the WISL stations. Ralph Esposito not here today. It's yours truly, along with Bill Robinson, on the WISL stations. Rock on Harley-Davidson and Rock on Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock on Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock on has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock On Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WISL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Proudly sponsoring the Second Amendment Show on WISL, Turnbull Manufacturing Company. Not only performing faithful, accurate restoration of vintage firearms, now Turnbull is a federally licensed manufacturer of new firearms, including our own line of Colt-style single-action revolvers and Winchester-style rifles. Our expert gunsmiths hand-fit our firearms using period-correct finishes. New or restored, a firearm from Turnbull is one you'll be proud to own, display, and use. Visit our beautiful showroom on 5 and 20 in Bloomfield. Open weekdays 8 to 4:30. Check TurnbullMFG.com.
Unexpected noise rumbles downstairs in the middle of the night. Your heart races as you tiptoe in the dark and see a flashlight beam scanning the walls of your home. That's when you're glad your gun has a LaserMax sight. Everything changes when a pulsating green or red dot paints the chest of an intruder. And a featherweight, dependable LaserMax laser sight on your gun greatly assists in target acquisition and accurate firing in stressful situations. LaserMax, the green or red lights that both mean stop. New shooters learn sight picture and trigger control much faster with a LaserMax sight. Available for all popular guns for guide rod, accessory rail, side plate, or frame mounting. Made locally, LaserMax, the choice of law enforcement professionals. LaserMax. When a second shot isn't an option, visit LaserMax.com.
Rochester's authentic Italian favorite is Veneto Restaurant, now serving in two locations, Buffalo Road and Gates, and downtown on East Avenue. Savor favorites from pasta and salads to Rochester's best wood-fired pizza with your favorite toppings. Easy online ordering at both locations at VenetoRestaurant.com. Dine in on Buffalo Road for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. Downtown on East Avenue, lunches Thursday through Saturday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. The taste of Italy, Veneto Restaurant.
Join Abate Monroe County American Bikers Aim Toward Education and help adult bikers ride free and safe. Check out our meetings on the third Friday monthly at Wise Guys Diner and Catering, 2811 Dewey Avenue. Join Abate for less than 50 cents a week. Google Abate Monroe County on the web.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop specializing in pre-owned firearms and repairs. Get your rifle, shotgun, or pistol serviced and tuned before you take it to the field. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, East Main Street, next to the Bank of Castile.
This is Second Amendment Radio, locked and loaded on WISL.
AM 1040, FM 92.1, and FM 95.5 West.
And here on the WISL station, said Second Amendment Radio, Bob Savage and Bill Robinson in the house, urging you to, you want to get a haircut, Fairport Village Barber would be the place to start. 36 North Main Street in Fairport. Spend $15, look like a million. And remember, they are Second Amendment supporters. Well, Bill, let's go to the Second Amendment hotline here.
Yes, so Ken is joining us, Ken Cooper. Ken, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Bill. How you doing? Hi, Bob.
Well, Greg, I'm glad you made it today. There's so many things going on. You know, we met last week, and that we could use a 3-hour show every day here to keep up with what's going on the gun issues, Second Amendment issues, these whack job political figures taking the state of New York down. You know, instead of being the Empire State, now we're turning into the welfare state. And apparently,
it's the vampire state.
The vampire
suck
state.
Suck your blood.
It's getting out of hand. So, and of course, crime's coming out of our ears. One of the reasons we wanted to have you back today is because the crime situation here in Rochester is just outrageous.
Oh, yeah,
they're not even giving the figures now on the total of deaths. They used to do that, you know, fairly often. You'd know, you know, have an update. So we think we've got 7 murders so far this year and multiple assaults, and I don't know how many cars are stolen
I did see a comment from the RPD that we're on the same pace as last year.
Yeah, so
I think we
went up
about 80 murders.
Yeah, yeah, it was 80, 81 murders last year.
If you extrapolate that out, it is 4 times the murder rate of Chicago.
Yeah.
Based on population.
Population, isn't that something? So anyway, so Ken, because of this, we have to start off. I've got the Repulse, the bigger can here. I'm trying to see which one. Not the MK3, but the taller one in front of me here as I speak to you. What is it?
Yeah, MK4.
The MK4. And you mind covering that for a couple of minutes? Describe to our listeners what the difference is. Let our listeners know what the difference is between this and standard pepper spray, which is the most common throughout the United States these days. So go ahead.
I'm happy to be talking about this. Is important. But you said I could talk about anything I wanted to talk about today.
Yes, you go ahead.
So I decided, and you trust me, which is kind of crazy. So today I really wanted to talk about nudity.
Okay.
I mean, not for the radios getting turned up as we're speaking, but I wanted to talk about nudity as far as the naked defendant going into court,
okay,
using force,
yeah,
without any body armor, any cover from training and things like that. So I wanted to just quickly talk about that before we talk about Repulse, which is a fantastic product. So I just encourage your listeners, and I really appreciate you having me on. This is fantastic. Show you have. It's fantastic, and your listeners are great. In fact, I wish they'd call in or at least write you some emails for questions for trainers like me and for others, because it's important to get the feedback. But I encourage the listeners, everybody I think that's listening to this program is willing to use force to protect themselves and their families. And when you do, where do you end up? You end up in a very nice, well-appointed, very expensive courtroom with fine woods and marble, and it's really fancy, and everybody's wearing suits and ties, and they're trying to put you in jail with Bubba or Bubette forever. So you can't go into court, you can't, and you hire a great attorney, but the attorney needs something to work with. I, as an expert witness, need something to work with. So I just encourage the listeners to seek out professional, reliable, legitimate trainers or training schools, not from the shoot 'em up school academy, but for a regular certified and well respected academy with instructors. So that's what I wanted to just talk about, the naked defendant. Now I can talk about Repulse.
All right.
So, yeah.
I like that slick transition there. Okay.
All right. Flip it right over. Yes.
Well, I know you're stunned, but trust me, when I go into court, if I have a defendant and the defendant has had training, use of force training, Article 35. It gives you something to work with, and the defendant can better articulate why they decided to use force, whether it's with a chemical, an impact tool, which is illegal in New York State, but it's a weapon of convenience, possibly, or a firearm. And believe me, jurors don't understand a lot of these issues. And if you go to a school that says, like my friend's school, Masad Ayoub, some of you know who he is. He's my colleague. He's a member of my association, ILFE. His school was called Lethal Force Institute. It was a very good school. But when you go into court and the prosecutors say, what training have you had? Oh, I went to Lethal Force Institute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. You don't want that.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. So a lot of the stuff is you're appealing to a juror of your peers, and they may not know a thing about protection and never maybe faced any threats, and you have. So that's why you hire people like me, but also you have to have the training. You have to have some knowledge What type of gun do you have? Where is it made? What type of caliber? How many rounds a year do you shoot? What type of ammunition did you use? These are very critical things. So I'll go on from there. That's maybe a topic for another show. But I do want to talk about less lethal options or non-lethal options, and there's a big difference. Pepper spray is less lethal, which means pepper spray can kill. We've talked about this, I think, on the show before. About over 60 people a year die from getting hit by pepper spray. It deals with the lungs. You can have, if you have asthma or heart condition, you could die. So that's important to realize that pepper spray is. And I've had this argument with a very big pepper company. I won't mention the name, but when I was instructed last year in St. Louis at a law enforcement conference, and he feels pepper spray is non-lethal. And I disagree 100% as an expert in the use of force and having dealt with this stuff and as a chemical deterrence instructor. Repulse that you mentioned, Bill, which is a fantastic product. And I know you've seen the videos when we sprayed my assistant director because I made him volunteer. It's ocular. It deals with the eyes. It does not deal with the lungs. And it instantly incapacitates an aggressor. And it's non-lethal. There are two items that are non-lethal that are available to law enforcement right now. Taser gun is non-lethal, no matter what you've heard, and all these people getting, burnt up by taser or being killed. It's all baloney. There's never been a case that I know of, and I know, I think all of them, and there's been many cases against taser, that's ever been supported where taser was the cause of death. So taser is non-lethal, according to this use of force expert. Repulse is non-lethal. It shuts down the eyes. The person is instantly incapacitated. And what's good about that is those of your listeners who maybe don't have guns or don't want to, are really nervous to use a firearm, which I understand, there is no safe place to shoot a gun. So they may want to look for an alternative. And not all people, if you understand Article 35, not all situations require or warrant using a firearm, a deadly physical force. So they may end up that way, but not initially. Repulse ends the issue immediately. And I'm going to start making. I'm going to make a video for real estate agents who go into houses, especially men and women, by themselves, showing a house, and they are absolutely vulnerable, and they have nothing with them. If they have pepper spray, they use it in a house. The problem with pepper spray is once it's used, the area that it's used in is contaminated, and for quite a while. Pepper spray is a particulate. It stays on the floor, stays around, and it's hard to get rid of it once it's been used. It doesn't just evaporate. Repulse, on the other hand, if I sprayed you, Bill, and Bob is standing right next to you, Bob would not be contaminated or hit by it. Just you. There's no area contamination or secondary contamination. So it's a fantastic product. I'm saying this a little ahead of time, but Phoenix PD, I think, is the sixth largest law enforcement agency in the country, is put Repulse in their use of force policy that just rewrote. They listed Repulse specifically. In Minnesota, where it comes from, and my friends from Cortega, there's lots of uses out there at hospitals and other types of facilities, and they're looking to put it into schools in a sentry zone system they developed that could take out an active shooter. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening with a chemical that could really deactivate a homicidal shooter and a murderer. So these are very interesting things, and it can be carried like you have, Bill. The Mark 9 unit or the Mark 3 unit, which are great units, can be carried successfully by a security officer like you are or a citizen. We're just trying to clarify in New York State Article 265, which regulates the use of chemical deterrents, specifically pepper spray. Because there's no pepper in this.
Right. We're talking to Ken Cooper, security consultant in downstate New York and firearms expert and expert witness in firearms cases. And Ken, we're looking at a container of Repulse right now. It's very interesting. The ingredient appears to be ammonia-based, right? Ammonium propionate?
Yes, it's actually a product that's used in preserving Swiss cheese.
Good to know.
The chemist, who's a wonderful man, I meet with Repulse we have a meeting every Thursday, and the chemist is a fantastic individual, he and his wife, and they put together a formula that is incredibly effective and regulated, and it's been tested on animals. It's been tested on people a lot, and it's extremely effective with no negative effects except for this. If you've had LASIK surgery, things like that with your eyes, once the chemical has been applied, it takes a half a bottle of water, like a regular drinking bottle of water you get at a store, a half a bottle to decontaminate you. And you got to get it out of the eyes so you don't leave it in the eye for an extended period of time and there's no problem. So that was the only concern people had with Repulse. But Repulse, to decontaminate from Repulse, if an officer sprays a defendant, a suspect in a patrol vehicle, the patrol vehicle is out of service. And you have to spend 45 minutes decontaminating the suspect because you have to wash out the eyes. It takes a long time to decontaminate. Police officers do not like to use pepper spray. It is a pain in the posterior.
Yeah.
So Repulse is totally different. It's an easy decontamination. It's extremely effective. It's going to replace pepper chemical. And everybody should hear that. I'm telling you, as a use of force expert, as a firearms instructor, and now somebody who's now associated with Repulse, because I believe in the product, it is going to replace pepper chemical. Absolutely.
All right. You're going to be giving us a location to order this product for our listeners, or eventually, maybe not today, but the next time you're on with us. How are you looking? Are you going to have a system?
I'm going to speak with Jody Allen Crow, who's the president of Repulse, who's a wonderful man, former educator as well, who is very concerned with schools and vulnerable hospitals. And one of our board members is a hospital security director who had to sit in his office with his TV monitor, he's the boss, watching an active shooting scenario in his own hospital where a woman was killed and others were injured.
Oh, my gosh.
And so deeply. It happened in February. Just had the anniversary of it. We had a moment of silence for the young woman who was killed. And he said, I'm not letting this happen again. We're going to have we can deal with this through the chemical. So he's very active and very supportive, and it's been in the hospitals. In hospitals, if you in a psychiatric center, people can have episodes. And to use pepper spray in a hospital, it would contaminate a huge area in the hospital, and it could cause a lot of injury to others that need not be injured. This stuff can be used in a hospital with no secondary area contamination. So it's a fantastic product to use in a confined space.
Yeah. Well, the pepper spray, you know, you accidentally touch your eye or your nose or something if you're using it, and you get it in your eye duct, the corner of your eye. I mean, it bothers you just a little bit if you just touch
it. And then, as Ken says, it bears repeating, the area, the environment around where the spray is deployed now needs to be decontaminated because it doesn't just go away.
Yeah, detoxify it, clean it all up. It's a job. All right, well. Let's go back, Ken. We've got three more minutes with you, if you don't mind here. Four more minutes. Back to what we were originally talking about, self-defense, the use of deadly force, what can happen if you do use deadly force. Give us just a rough outline. Say I was to shoot somebody. What happens at that point? Even if you don't kill them, you shoot them. I mean, this is complicated. Your life's going to change, obviously. Just give us a rough idea of what can happen, the ramifications of getting into a gunfight, so to speak. Go ahead.
There's a couple of things. There's so much there, Bill, so I'll just give you a few ideas. One of them is, if you shot a human being, nobody wants to take a human life. Once you shoot a human being, is it proper to try to save that human being's life? The answer is yes. Believe it or not, you know, you make an effort so people don't die, even though you had to use deadly physical force. The idea of shooting a human being and you're standing there, like people ask, well, what's the first phone call you make? Well, it could be to somebody like me, but the best is you have already lined up an attorney that could be a defense attorney for you. The Armed Citizens Network, and people should remember that, the Armed Citizens Network is a group of people that I know that formed a defense fund. One of my friends, I'll tell you his name, Michael Pollack, is a fantastic attorney down here in Red Hook, New York. He's one of the listed attorneys that I've worked with him, and he got on the list of attorneys. They will call him, and they pay for the attorney up front. I had a defendant who shot one round of a .380 into his porch to defend himself against a literally 6'7" lumberjack that was attacking him. And the guy took off. He was arrested. His pistol license was pulled, and he had to go to court and spend $30,000 for one round of a .380. We got his pistol license back. Everything is fine except for one thing, the $30,000. and he's not a wealthy man. So the Armed Citizens Network would pay for that. It's a great organization. I highly recommend it to people. You look it up online, or you can call the radio station. I'll give you information on it. But I don't do it. I don't make any money from this. I'm not a money-based guy. I'm an educator. So it's USCCA had a program. The NRA had a program called Carry Guard. None of them are in New York State because of the problems in New York State and the attacks. But the Armed Citizen Network is, and they're great people. When you call them, ask for Josh, J-O-S-H, and mention Ken Cooper. They'll give you $25 off.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the key here is a lot of people are carrying. You and I have talked about this many times, Ken, and here, Doc and I at the station here. If you're carrying every day and you don't have a couple, say, certified NRA courses under your belt, say, gun safety courses, you're really – that's not too smart. You better get some training under your belt first before you start packing every day, because you don't know when you're going to be in a major confrontation and have to use that gun. As you say, a simple thing like shooting a round into the porch ends up being a nightmare. But it did stop him, obviously, from getting beat up, or that person from getting beat up. So these are things you have to weigh. So that's why.
By the way, you got to do that in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, you got 3 seconds to make your mind up, maybe five at the most, to decide what you're going to do. I mean, this is, you don't have a lot of time to reason this out. Think about this.
I'll get you another Ken Cooper. Survival is not measured in hours, minutes, or seconds. It's measured in fractions of seconds.
Yes.
That's a time. If you have 3 seconds, that's a lifetime. You decide whether to use force or deadly physical force. You're absolutely right. So therefore, training, scenario training, all these different things. If you go to get a gun, and I think I talked on your show once before, the idea of a warrior concept. If you're going to have a gun to protect yourself and your family, you're no longer an average person. You become a warrior, which means you're willing to use force or deadly force even to protect yourself or your family. Well, you better back yourself up. You better know what you're talking about. You should know what your gun is. What are the parts of your gun? What's an ejector versus an extractor? How many pounds of pressure does it take to make your gun go off? You know, where's your gun made? What caliber? How much ammunition do you use? What type of ammunition? What's frangible ammunition? What's what people call hollow points? We call controlled expansion rounds. What does that mean? And you have to be able to know this stuff and to be able to prove to a juror of your peers that you didn't just go into this to try to put a notch on your gun. And then we all watch television. We see movies like John Wick, and he kills 70 people per movie.
Never misses.
Outrage. Yeah. Well, and again, each person he kills has a husband, wife, brother, sister, people who love them. They're not just Bluto from Popeye. They are human beings. And my school has a great appreciation for human life. Even if the life is ugly, smelly, and wants to kill you, it's still human life. And nobody wants to take it. That's what the criminal justice system is for, to deal with that process. I know there's a lot of criticism about that, and people may criticize some of the comments I've made, which is fine. But I've seen the criminal justice system at work when I was in the Diallo case back in the year 2000. I'm new to Diallo. Some of you may remember that case. I've seen the criminal justice system work and work successfully. It is a good system. It's the best system in the world, no matter how many Soros DAs there are. We can fight through this stuff.
All right.
But we have to be lawful. The bad guys don't. We're not bad people. We're just trying to protect ourselves and others, and just follow the law. My best suggestion.
Yes. Dead on, Ken, dead on. Well, with that, we're out of time. Now, your contact information, you mind putting your telephone number out, website, anything you have you want to put over the airways here?
Yeah, I'll give you my phone number, which is the easiest. My name is Ken Cooper. If they Google me, they should always research people anyway before they contact them. But my cell phone number, and I can call any time, is 845-464-5214.
All right.
845-464-5214. They can also call your station as well. And I'd appreciate it if any of your listeners want to call, make comments or disagreements, discussions. Mm-hmm. I love a good discussion. And if there's any questions, when I come on the next time, I'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns that your listeners have, because we're all brothers and sisters in this.
Yes.
And I'm not a genius. You'll probably tell from listening to me, but I'm trying. And I'm trying to learn. I'll be in St. Louis in March at my law enforcement conference, ILETA, and seeing the best people in the world, the trainers of trainers, and doing more training myself. So it's good. If they have any questions or concerns, they should be able to call you.
Let me All right, thanks a lot. Thanks, Ken. Sure appreciate the time. Again, if you missed that contact info, just call us here at WYSL. We'll hook you up with Ken, and it'll be time worth well worthwhile.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Take care.
It's always a pleasure.
Bye bye. Yes, Ken Cooper, security consultant. He's a professional witness. He goes in court and testifies as to say he had a shooting. The ramifications of a shooting, how it happened, how it could have been prevented maybe, how it could have been done better, whatever. He handles this stuff in court. He's professional that way. All right, with that, we got to take a break here, and we'll be back with Paloma Capanna, our Second Amendment attorney, civil rights attorney.
Coming up next on Second Amendment Radio.
As Americans, we build a nation by hacking homes and civilization out of the wilderness. Through sheer will and determination, we tamed the outdoors over two centuries, paving the way for unparalleled success and prosperity. It's in this spirit Crosman Arms invites you to take it outside. Drag your kids away from the computer and the TV. Rediscover the beauty and joy of nature. Have fun. Combat obesity and a sedentary life. Take it outside. An exhortation from the Crosman Arms family of brands. Crosman Air Guns. Crosman Soft Air. Centerpoint Precision Optics, and the newest, Crosman Archery. Crosman. Routes 5 and 20 East Bloomfield. Visit crosman.com.
Rochester's authentic Italian favorite is Veneto Restaurant, now serving in two locations, Buffalo Road and Gates, and downtown on East Avenue. Savor favorites from pasta and salads to Rochester's best wood-fired pizza with your favorite toppings. Easy online ordering at both locations at VenetoRestaurant.com. Dine in on Buffalo Road for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. Downtown on East Avenue, lunch is Thursday through Saturday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. The taste of Italy, Veneto Restaurant.
Rock on Harley Davidson and Rock on Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock on Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock on has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock on Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WYSL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Finn is in.
Find out what makes Carr today's premier handgun.
Carr.
The best in simple, smooth, light, trim, balanced, beautiful guns.
Models available in 7 series with your choice of stainless or polymer frames.
9mm, 40 or 45 caliber.
Carr.
The finest quality and workmanship proudly made in the USA.
Perfect for concealed carry.
Ask to see the latest from Carr Arms at leading gun dealers everywhere.
Carr, because then is in.
Join Abate Monroe County American Bikers Aimed Toward Education and help adult bikers ride free and safe. Check out our meetings on the third Friday monthly at Wise Guys Diner and Catering, 2811 Dewey Avenue. Join Abate for less than 50 cents a week. Google Abate Monroe County on the web.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop specializing in pre-owned firearms and repairs. Get your rifle, shotgun, or pistol serviced and tuned before you take it to the field. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, East Main Street, next to the Bank of Castile.
You're listening to the Second Amendment Radio Show on WYSL.
We are back in here with Second Amendment Radio. Ralph Esposito is not with us this week. He is otherwise committed. Bob Savage here along with Bill Robinson. Doc, we call him. And what's up next here, Doc?
We have our professional agitator here, you know.
Ah.
Has joined us today.
What an introduction.
She's upsetting some of the people in New York State government. Isn't that something?
Oh, God.
You know? And she's putting out these 2 a.m. Patriot white paper series here now, and I've got the first copy in front of me, Hochul's War, The Fuse is Lit. This is an interesting white paper here, Paloma. I'm looking at it, and Doc's going to get a copy here shortly here and be able to read it this week. I just picked it up.
So is this another Paloma Capana page-turner here?
Yeah, so what in the world's going on? Give us the rundown, first of all, on Hochul's War, The Fuse is Lit. What in the world is this about?
Sure.
I think we need the ATF around here.
Kathy Hochul, governor of the state of New York, last summer launched an assault that was a bit of an ambush against the United States Supreme Court and Second Amendment, passing a package of 10 bills, including one that targeted dealers in firearms, one that targeted individuals. People seem to be referring to all of it in the shorthand as the CCIA, Concealed Carry Improvements Act. That's one of the bills, but that's the shorthand. I have been representing the plaintiffs in Gazzola versus Hochul all these months. There are 7 other lawsuits pending. 5 will be going to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And it's been so busy that I have not had much time to do the plain English translation for the Second Amendment supporters. So I had a short little bi-week session here, thought, let me put something out in plain English that people can read so that they have a basic understanding of the laws that passed, particularly because most people are not understanding how many laws passed or the true breadth of what we're up against, how many lawsuits there are. Good, happy that there's so many. There are nearly 100 plaintiffs, more than 20 law firms, several really premier law firms. And this will give you the plain English version of what's going on and get you ready for the March 20th oral arguments by 5 of those cases, an epic day coming up in New York City at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, this is quite a package. I didn't see the numbers here. Was it 28? Let's see, what are we looking at? 28 pages? 24 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice package. This is written in English, folks, so you can understand what in the world's going on here.
That's not Middle English, you know, like lawyer talk either.
Yeah.
No. It's my other job that I have as translator. So running in between the courts and in between the legislative sessions, in between the governor who completely lost her mind last summer. I mean, just to put that in plain English, you know, she saw the Dobbs decision coming down to overturn Roe. She saw the forthcoming Nicerpa versus Bruin case, and she just really put on a stage production is probably the easiest way to describe it.
Yes.
So the white paper really lays out a number of those quotes where she tells us that she is working with outside influencers like Everytown and Giffords. And she gets to the pulpit in a church in Buffalo and talks about the anger in her heart. So these are some of the things that may have flashed by on your TV screen for just a moment, but it's really time for us to be doing the replay of the past, to be looking at the present, which is the lawsuits and the upcoming date on March 20th, and then to be looking to the future. So because it's a white paper in the classic British military sense of that term, it is also a very sobering look at what are we going to have to be doing in the next 1 to 2 years for the long win on the merits. What's going on right now is just motions. I know it's a lot of noise, it's a lot of expense, a lot of lawyers, including me, pulling our hair out to try to get a win on this first round. But this is not the final decision in the cases. So what have we got to do to be ready to fight for the win?
Yeah, that's it. So it's a nice little package. Now, our listeners, many of them, I'm sure, are saying, well, how am I going to get a hold of this? How do we get this? Yeah. Give us the rundown on how to purchase this, pick this paper up. And, again, this is also for fundraising at the same time, folks. We have to raise money for these lawsuits. I mean, this is costing us a lot of money here for all these lawsuits. It's unbelievable what we have to pay. They're using our tax money against us, and we have to pay out of our own pockets as civilians, as citizens of the state of New York. So go ahead, Paloma. How does one get this paper?
Sure. if you're not on the delivery route of Bill Robinson crisscrossing the state of New York, do go to my website, 2ampatriot.com. The file will be available as an electronic PDF download, if that's your preferred route, for a $7.50 contribution to the litigation expenses, or we will have a hard copy, full color. I'm taking pre-orders this week. We should start shipping next week, and that will be $15 plus $5 shipping and handling, so a total of $20 for the printed copy. Again, it's a fundraiser, so I'm not going to give you like coupon codes or BOGOs or any of that. You know, please put a few dollars in the hat if you can, because the expenses are really what keeps, if you will, ordinary Americans from managing to fight for constitutional rights. There are certain things we just can't avoid, no matter how many hours I want to pour into it, you know, at pro bono or near pro bono posture, filing fees to the court, professional printing services, process servers. All of those are expenses that we have to incur right. in order to make a proper presentation to the judges so that we don't get kicked out on some procedural thing,
so,
but that the judges actually rule on the issues.
I want to complete the call to action here to folks who are listening out there. So if they want to support this, if they want to give money, where do they go? How do they do it? Do you accept credit cards, et cetera, all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, so online credit cards, or you can use the address on my website, 2ampatriot.com, and send me a check. That's also fine. Several of you out there in WYSL land have sent the sweetest notes recently that you are listeners and that you're contributing some money to help with the expenses, and we can't thank you enough. I mean, this is a grassroots effort. GOA New York is helping 1791 Society is helping. Scope is helping. So, you know, yes, but you have to understand those are also small groups made up of individual people. So it really is a true grassroots effort. There is no big, deep pocket writing one check on our side. And we are up against the Bloomberg and big money on the other side.
And so big money means
every
big
person
money.
Person who pitches in helps. It does.
Absolutely.
It does. But this is still America. The courts are still free of access and justice is still blind. So absolutely, we are in this for the win.
All right. So let me just, for folks who don't know, you know, what exactly is going on here? We know that there's litigation, but a lot of people are just not up to speed on what's happening. These are lawsuits that were brought as a reaction to the aforementioned onslaught of Hochul gun laws from last year on behalf, in various cases, of gun owners, gun shops, private property owners, churches, synagogues, permit applicants, and gun owners. And what happened procedurally here is that all these plaintiffs, except for one, were granted an injunction by the district court, you know, against this to stop these laws from taking effect. Then that was stayed by an appeal by the Hochul administration to the Second Circuit, right? And so the March arguments are March 20th have to do with the stay, right?
Yes, to challenge the stay of the stay. In all of those cases except mine, where I am still trying to find a stay, in Guzzolo versus Hochul. Yes.
Yeah, and you got the of all the cases, especially Paul. I mentioned this earlier. They're trying to shut down our gun shops, our gun shows. They're trying to make a cease and desist, basically, order of our gun trainers, our Second Amendment NRA instructors, gun instructors. They're after us. One of the most important cases here, and they won't even touch it. They've basically denied you as the lead in this lawsuit. So we're not happy with this at all, folks. So it's critical. If you haven't joined us yet, because we're almost out of time, Paloma, I got to wrap it up here. If you haven't joined us yet in this gunfight, folks, the Second Amendment fight, verbal fight at this point, you've got to join us. Talk to contractors. Talk to the gun clubs. The gun clubs, we've been lacking support from some of the gun clubs. Contractors, you know, John Sebastian was on with us. He offered $500 anybody who could match him. He'll match $500. Sue and
that's
Ed,
a sweet deal.
Sue and Ed out there in Wayne County, just a small operation. They offered $100 anybody to match. They'll come up with $100. So we've got people out here interested. So pass the word around. It's critical we get some cash in here, some money in. So you know, make the checks out to goanys.com. Support Scope. Support the Ulster County Federation of Gun Clubs down there in the Hudson Valley area. Re-up with them. They passed the hat around. They've given us a number of thousands of dollars to help us with this case. Elmer down there and Ken, who was on with us earlier, Ken Cooper. So we're passing the word around. But a lot of people yet, Paloma, don't even understand what's really going on. They just don't know.
That's why I want to do the
and that's
overview
why this,
there.
This white paper is really critical. It's written in plain, simple English. This is a wonderful document to tell our listeners, to tell anybody, show anybody what's really going on here.
2 a.m. Patriot, like 2 in the morning, yeah. Folks. 2 a.m. Patriot.com.
Paloma, we are out of time now. So hopefully you're going to maybe join us next week again. It depends what happens here, right?
We'll see. I have 2 papers due back-to-back, first to the Second Circuit, then to the U.S. Supreme Court, and then I'm in New York City for 10 a.m. Monday, March 20, live stream through the Second Circuit website.
Okay.
The address for that is in the white paper.
Yeah.
So much to know. This is a historic minute, everybody.
Yeah, this is big, big time. So we haven't seen anything like this before in New York State. Thanks a lot for joining us, Paloma.
Godspeed, Paloma. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks, listeners at WYSL.
Thank you.
Okay,
folks, Ikin, I-K-K-I-N. Chris is out there on Scottsville Road, 1250 Scottsville Road. He makes great semi-automatic rifles. If you're interested in a rifle, give him a call. And, you know, stop down and see Ikin and buy something from his store in any of the gun shops around here, the FFL dealers. Stop in this week and buy something from them because they're hurting for business right now. And we're not going to let the state of New York hokel these leftist socialists and Marxists out of New York City and Griffith Law Center and the other one. I forgot the other name of the other organization.
You're talking about the Gifford? Gabby Gifford?
Yeah. That and then the other one is the – I forgot the name of it. Anyway, we're not going to let them run our gun shops, gun clubs,
Brady
gun
Foundation.
Shows out of a business. We're not going to let that happen. So fight with us. Join us in this fight. Anyway, Ikin, 328-0250. 328-0250. That's Ikin. Stop and see Chris down there.
By the way, we got a call from a listener wanting Chris's contact information. It's very important, folks, that when you contact one of our advertisers or one of the people who appear on the station, to say that you heard about him here.
Yeah, same thing. Like Northside Salvage Yard has been backing us for years, helping us with the lawsuits, offered $500. He'll match $500. I mean, these guys are putting a lot on the line. They have he's got a big team there that's been backing us for years. So Northside Salvage Yard for guaranteed tires, guaranteed used auto parts, cash for junkers. Northside Salvage Yard, 381-9667, 381-9667. And Fred that owns Jerome's Auto has been backing us for years, too. Jerome's Auto is at 701 Atlantic Avenue in Rochester for car repairs, truck repairs, engine work, brakes, you name it, they can handle it. 482-5573, 482-5573. And with that, we're pretty much out of time here. We've got some gun shows coming up, so check out the Niagara Frontier Gun Shows. Niagara Frontier Gun Shows. Check it out for the dates and times for the gun shows. Go ahead.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for listening to Second Amendment Radio here on your Second Amendment station, the WYSL stations. We'll see you next time.